And so we had to separate it to tell you what the value was for each parcel.
No, no, I know. I don't know why I wasn't provided the appraisal on
so
the
this,
other.
This is
the other one.
It's going from that to this.
Because I would have questions about the 1.7 million that's okay. Right there, because that seems awfully high to me.
Okay.
The other one's
insane. That's
remarkable.
I lowered both to
below the
numbers.
Okay, it's been going down, but it's still been at 6 million some odd.
I think Welk Resort Group and Welk Properties, you guys are there. You've been the owner since the 1990s, haven't you?
No, actually, I think it's switched now. I represent the taxpayer. I think it was like a bulk sale or something like that. This kind of their white elephant in the portfolio.
Okay.
Motel,
yeah.
Cool.
So we've adjusted our valuation downward.
Which is what they're appealing now is our decision.
It's not down far enough.
Correct.
Yeah.
So the issue I have with it is, I mean, again, I don't want to focus too much on what's been done in the past. I want to focus on what it would sell for today, because, I understand where the county's coming from, which is it's incredibly hard to value these properties. So typically it's done on the cost method. But why are we even looking at the cost method when there's two more valid methods there that have been done, at least to an extent? I mean, one that's clearly been done.
But our appraisal uses three methods.
Yeah. I think, like, on the hotel, you know, we can look at that and say, hey, you know, it's the that can generate, if it run properly, can generate a good return. A theater, it depends. You know, we got the hottest ticket in town right now is a theater. Produces a lot of revenue, but it's unfortunately it's not your theater, you know.
I think I would make a recommendation.
Okay.
I would recommend their previous year tax, they are in an appeals process currently with STC, correct?
They are.
So my recommendation would be that we stay the same on this until that appeal has been processed.
You mean the same as last year?
Correct. Well, what we have on our docket.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about because this value is increased from the last one, which was that. I mean, that says neither of you can apparently read it. That says 6,271,795 or 80. Is that right?
Yeah, I can't see it.
Are you talking about the total value?
Total assessed value or appraised value.
So I thought we said it had gone down.
Well, 7.3 to 6.5.
The total value over here is the 6,545,366.
Yeah, but for the parcel that we're talking about, or is this just the one parcel?
Yes.
Okay, so it is the 6.5. Okay, I was looking at the separate number there. Okay.
Yeah. So from last year's value to the value I have right now on here, like the big one went down 10.41%. And then we can put in the 6.03 and see that.
So her valuation has gone down for this year.
I agree with Jerry. I think the assessor is trying to give you some functional obsolescence credit or decrease in value. It's not what you want, but if you think it's more, then I would think an appeal would be the proper way to go about that. So.
And candidly, we understand that you would go to the tax commission if you believe that this is that your method is the one they're going to use. I would be a little stunned if they used that method for this property or took that value, given what properties down here are settling for, but. Anyway, do you have a motion, Greg?
I have a motion to deny the appeal.
Second.
Lower.
Is there a second? Did you say?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Second.
There's a motion on the floor. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, well, good luck with the tax commission, my friend.
We're going to have to send you there,
but like I said, we have a lawyer, a banker, and a real estate agent on the board, and we just don't see this value as being nearly, we don't see this as being that far off. That's why we're leaving it in place, but it may be that you'll get a different decision and they can give us some guidance so that we can agree with you next time.
Yeah, well, I was surprised myself when they came out, when I got the appraisal back to 2.8, but I certainly and wholeheartedly disagree with the current appraised value. They agree and change just for both parcels combined. That's why there's a conflict with a firm.
I appreciate it. Hold on for a second. We've been asked for a clarification on something. Yes? I'm sorry.
We'll need to deny both BOE appeals.
Oh, this is true.
Okay. Did you just do the one?
Greg made that thing. Do you?
Does he?
We've already voted.
That's fine. And so did you not do 003 or did you just do 00?
I meant to address both of those.
Okay. Which one did you do?
The 003.
Okay. Is there a motion as to 000, which is BOE 152? The last one was BOE 151. This is one BOE 152.
Motion to deny.
Okay. And there's a motion to deny. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. Appreciate your time, Brian.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So it's gone from 12 million down to seven.
Well, combined, we had them, like I said, around 9. We using the CAMA system and the best that we could on something that big, and then, like I said, when we hired a professional appraiser and had three different methods, then I was willing, because like I said, this is a complicated problem.
Did you hear anything from your tech?
A lot of banks don't like to make loans and grants because you have very neat properties.
Okay, guys, we're still on the air here, so let's keep rolling. We got Rockwood Properties. We have a teleconference. This is BOE 153. Yes, this is David Akers from Taney County BOE. We're calling regarding the BOE appeal on the Rockwood properties.
Yes.
Okay. Is this a good time?
Yes.
Okay. The BOE has got three members. We're here and we wanted to call you and hear what you had to say. But as far as this property goes, is this a question of classification or valuation or both?
I think I marked on the sheet classification, discrimination, and valuation, and I would say ranking those, probably classification is probably my number one.
Okay, is this a rental property? Is that the issue?
It's mixed use.
Okay.
It is a vacation home for our family, and we do rent it out as well.
Chateau Cove.
Okay. You may not be privy to the. We've had a lot of these in the last few years, and we've made kind of a bright line decision on this. I'm assuming that the assessor's position is the same, the commercial, 100% commercial. So I'm going to try to shorten this up by asking you a couple questions, if that's okay, and I'm sorry, I don't know who I'm talking to.
My name's Andrew Bouse. I'm sorry, I should have introduced myself when you first called.
No. Oh, is this... Okay, so I think somebody else called you to... This was okay, to check if we could call a little early, but we didn't get to you early. So, Andrew, let me ask you a couple questions. This is, goes along the line with some decisions we've made regarding other nightly rental properties. Does Rockwood Properties own more than one property?
No. I live in Kansas, but I only own, me and my wife are the owners of Rockwood Property, but we only own the one home in the Branson area.
Okay. So this is the only one you have in Taney County?
Yes.
Okay. And if I heard you earlier, you sometimes stay in it, sometimes you put it in the rental pool?
Yes.
Okay. What we have done in the past and what we've been doing consistently is that on the first property, if you own one property and you don't rent it out, it's 100% residential, or if you use it for long-term lease, that kind of thing. If you do put it in a rental pool on the first house, we've been doing 25% commercial, 75% residential, and if you have more than one property in the county, the second one and all after are 100% commercial, because then it's a commercial enterprise in our viewpoint. But if you only own the one house, at this point, what we've been doing is the 25% commercial and 75% residential. Does that sound reasonable to you, or do you have some more that you'd like to tell us?
No, I think that's reasonable. I do have a question, though.
Sure.
I got a call last week, and I wasn't able to get to the phone, and a gentleman left a message, and he said they'd also changed the value of the home as well. Is that information that you're privy to, or?
Well, sure. If you put valuation down there, I don't know. What did it change this year, did it?
We lowered these. These are the ones we worked with the developer, so.
Okay.
I think, did you say you paid $910,000 for this?
It's BOE 153. Yeah, I think they actually lowered them out there. The developer talked to the assessor, and they have lowered the values. So you're at 755. No, is it 755093 is what it says on my sheet. Is that wrong?
No.
That's what you're on my card, but the message that I got left on my phone last week, it said they had lowered the value to
$566,065.
Yes, and $65
is what
I was left a message last week.
$566,065. Okay.
All right. Okay. So classification change and valuation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what we were trying to do when we did this lowering of the neighborhood, we were trying to take it. We only want to assess the actual structure and the value of the parcel it's sitting on, so to speak. And
Andrew, this is the assessor that's talking.
Sorry. And so
I can barely hear her. I can hear you fine.
Understand.
The developer told us his price per square foot, so we adjusted to get to that point, and that's what we arrived at.
Okay. So you've got the benefit of both decreased valuation and change of classification as a mixed use property. If you get another property as a rental investment property, then that would be 100% commercial under the way we currently view our under our current decision. Okay, I'm going to make a motion.
Okay.
I'm going to make a motion that this property be classified as 25% commercial, 75%. Residential, and I'm going to combine this with also a decrease in valuation to 566,065 in appraised value.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right. Thank you, Mr. Bauer. Is it Bauer?
It's Bauer.
Bauer.
B-O-U-S-E.
Okay, B-O-U-S-E. Okay. Well, we appreciate, Andrew, you being available. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.